You don't have any grease in it. It's just grease to keep it sticking.
You'd have deep fat in your
flesh? You'd have, not deep, but you wouldn't have fat or cooking oil mm-hmm. for the flapjacks.
And
have you eaten both?
I don't think I've had what you call flapjacks.
Flapjacks. That used to be very popular when I was a kid. My wife don't know how to make them. That's why I don't get them no more.
Talk about how much flour would be in a sack. Because that might have five.
A sack could have 5 pounds or 10, or the largest sack, which is very seldom seen nowadays, was 24 pounds.
Okay. And the inside part of the egg is called
a yolk.
Okay, what color is that?
Oh, light yellow. By the way, I'll have to say various, but the basic color is yellow.
They get
extra dark, and they look almost red, light, brick red.
Mm-hmm.
And then it varies down to pale yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
A boiled egg. Wait a minute now. With the shell on is a boiled egg. Out of the shell in water is a poached egg.
Okay.
All right?
And
I bet you figured I was going to miss that one, didn't you?
The soft or sugar-cured meat that you can boil with greens. Called
bacon,
okay.
Or sometimes call it salt pork. Yeah. Most of the time, the correct term for it is salt pork.
When you cut the side of the hog, what do you call that?
Side is the slab.
Okay. Do you ever hear that called a middling?
Well, that's when the middling gets up around the shoulders.
This
part, yeah.
Different pieces.
Yeah.
How's the middling different from the
bone? Thickness of it. The middling?
Mm-hmm.
The middling is a thicker portion that you can make into bacon.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it?
Well, normally the old country people used to call that skin, but now they call them, what is it, pork rinds.
Mm-hmm.
You like them?
Not particularly.
I love them. I love them, but they make me go like a goose.
What would you call the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
That's bacon.
And the kind of meat that comes in little
links? Well, just a little small miniature sausage.
And the person who kills and sells meat is called a...
It could be a butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long...
Or a meat market man. Mm-hmm. Normally a butcher is the right word.
If meat's been kept too long, it doesn't taste right. He says that it's...
Spoiled.
What would you say about butter that was kept too long?
Rank.
And after you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese. Ain't you never had no hog head cheese, sugar? Huh?
I had it once.
What? You missing something. How'd you ever grow to be 20 years old just having hog head cheese one time?
I don't know. What about from the liver? What can you make from that?
From the liver? You don't make nothing special now. We never did. We eat the liver if it's in healthy condition.
What about the blood?
The French people usually make a boudin out of that.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Oh, it's a blood pudding.
Mm-hmm.
You never did have that?
Marry
you a coon-ass boy so you can learn how to get some of these good food.
Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple or cripple or pawn hog?
Off a hog?
Uh-huh.
Heard the word scrappings. Scrappings.
What's that?
Odd pieces of meat that's cut off, usually goes into the sausage.
Mm-hmm. And milk that you let it get thick, you call that?
Clabber.
What can you make with that?
You can make cream cheese. Or you can make cheese. You may eat cream cheese or cheese.
Is cream cheese the same? Is what they sell in the store?
Yeah, the same thing. You never did have homemade cream cheese?
No.